Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And He loves you.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to The First Word. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the Sanctuary Studio in Forestville, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday, a little under weather this morning, but we're going to go on in Jesus' name. I'd like to start off with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to get together and study your word. Father, we pray that you would bless us, that we would be able to study to show ourselves approved unto you, and we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others. As always, God, we pray to be done to your glory. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. We, as always, in the first word, study the book of Proverbs, and because there's 31 Proverbs, there's a proverb for every day. Today being the 3rd of January, we'll be studying Proverbs 3, and we'll begin at verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let keep the faith right upon the table of his heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the text of Scripture. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So those are the first six Proverbs, and first verse of Proverbs 3. And basically, it's a conversation that the writer is having about the wisdom that he's obtained during his lifetime. And because he's obtained this wisdom, he's sharing with the other people who might read them about the Word of God and keeping the Word of God. And you know, in that verse 6, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So basically what this is Proverbs telling us is that in all the areas of our life, we need direction from God. And if you can, as men, if we can start that as a basis, that In every area of our lives, we need direction from God. And if we can keep that as our foundation, what will happen is we won't go astray, as far astray as it could possibly be. So, in other words, you know, we wake up in the morning and we know that, hey, I need my path directed. So I need to acknowledge that God knows the best path. And so we turn to him in prayer. We turn to him in his word. And if you go to Proverbs 3, verse 1, it talks about not forgetting the law and let my heart keep the commandment. And so it's not enough just to know that you need to know that God can direct the path, but you need to know his word. Because many times the path is in the word, or should I say all the time the path is in the word. And so what you have to do is you have to commit yourself, or commit ourselves as men, is to learn the word of God. And so we number one, acknowledge that God is the one that will direct our path. Number two, we need him to direct our path. And number three, that the word of God is the map that directs our path. And so there's no getting around studying the word of God. And so what we have to do is we have to learn that when we go about our day, there has to be an ongoing studying of the word of God. There's no a solution. There's no anything that can replace it. And so, you know, that's where the rubber meets the road. The rubber meets the road, if you don't know it, you can't apply it. And so these first six verses are saying, okay, all of us need our path directed. God is the only one that can direct our path. God will show us how to go in his word, and we have to learn his word. And if you don't know the word, it's like trying to find your way to a destination in downtown D.C. or downtown New York. And if you don't have a GPS, if you don't have a map, if you don't have somebody that knows how to get there, more than likely you'll never get there. So that's the way it is with men. Getting to the place where God wants you to be is we have to get into the word of God, learn the word of God, and apply it to our life. Otherwise, we'll never get to where God wants us to be. And that's just a cold, hard fact. You know, we can play around, we can mess around, we can do 101 different things. But if we don't get to the word of God and learn the word of God, there's no way we can apply it. And then that brings us to the New Testament. We talk about the Holy Spirit being inside you. And so when you have the word of God, the Holy Spirit has something to work with. The Spirit of God, in other words, the power, the presence of God in your life has something to work with. But you have the power, the presence of God inside you, but if you have no word in you, then you can't apply it. And so, you know, this proverb is basic. This basic training, this is essential to every man's success, every man's prosperity, is in learning the word of God. And in the Jewish community, by the time a young man is 12 years old, he's responsible for the first five books of the law, or the Torah. But too many times in our society, in America, or in Christianity, we're not responsible for learning anything except, you know, how to do our own thing. And that gets us in trouble. But if we were to start up with this generation, continue with the next generation, I'll say, hey, we got to know this. You know, sort of like you going on a pro team. You know, you get drafted number one overall. You know, you go to whatever football team it is. And, you know, they give you a playbook. You know, and if you want to survive 10, 15 years in the league, you know, you need to learn the playbook. You need to learn the in and out. You need to know what coverages are. You need to know, you know, situational circumstances. You need to know clock awareness. You need to know, who's in the game, who's not in the game. And, you know, that's life. And, you know, we can understand it in football, basketball, whatever, you know, sports we play. But as far as with the word of God, you know, we don't want to study the playbook. We don't want to get into it. We don't want to know it. We don't want to memorize it. We don't want to be able to audible and call, you know, play one, play two, or whatever. You know, we just want to, you know, blase our way through it, you know, and think that's going to be good enough. But the reality is that's not good enough. You know, we need to buckle down, learn the playbook, learn the audibles, learn what we need to do to make it through life. Otherwise, it's going to be a disappointment. It's going to be frustrating. And, you know, we're just going to be a bunch of, you know, defeated, unhappy, unfulfilled Christian men talking about what coulda, woulda, shoulda, because we didn't learn the playbook. Anybody want to chime in on that?
Well, I feel like you're totally right on that, and just want to say that the same thing that you've been saying is reiterated in verses 13 through 18. But I'm going to skip down to verse 16, where it's like, long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and her paths of peace. She is the tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. And basically, like you were saying, if we take that path and we study the Word of God and things, you will be blessed with riches, honor, peace, and all that great stuff.
I'm going to go ahead and let y'all take it from there. I'm going to put it on mute. Y'all can go ahead and finish it out.
All right, Jamal, you there?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right. You go ahead and take it from here.
I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right. I'm right, bro. Hello.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Okay, so I'm kind of lost on this, but I'm going to go ahead and continue here. Like I was saying, with 13 through 18, I'll just go ahead and finish reading that. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver. And and yields better return than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. And that's why I came from before. I was talking about 13 through 18, talking about everything. Like my father was saying about, you know, don't forget the teachings and the commandments, because the teachings and commandments, when you do have them, when you follow them correctly, they give you life. And like it says in verse 16, it's life in the right hand, riches and honor in the left. And basically he's saying that they go hand in hand, and that's the way that they're supposed to be. And when you do follow, you get blessed. In verse 19 it says, by the wisdom the Lord laid in the earth's foundation, by understanding he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the watery depths were divided and the clouds let drop the dew. I think basically what that's saying is that compared to us, we're supposed to strive to be like God. And then, with his wisdom, he put the earth's foundation. And after we're supposed to be wise and have to use that on earth and use that in our everyday life. And it's like basically his ways. You can do different things with it. And just got lost. Hold up. Anybody else want to chime in?
Okay, what's the question again?
I was just reading verse 19 through 20 real quick, where it's talking about the wisdom of the Lord laid in the foundations by understanding. He set the heavens in place by knowledge. The watery depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew.
Yeah, I'm going to say I like verse number 13, where it says, blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. This proverb speaks to me because it's telling you that all through Proverbs, Christ is explaining to us how necessary it is for us to have wisdom, and how necessary it is to obtain the wisdom, because the wisdom is the key. You know, for the good understanding, and when you have the wisdom, not only that, when you have the wisdom that you have something to bring to the table, but especially when you have wisdom, the good wisdom, the wisdom of the Lord, and be able to put that knowledge forth, bring that knowledge into life, being able to share. Being able to share the wisdom that Jesus Christ is born, and Jesus Christ has come, and Jesus Christ has died for your sins and came back. So I think it's so important, because this is what our generation is lacking. We know all of the new Lil Wayne songs. We know all of the Go-Go songs, and we know all of the other songs that we know the football game, we know the score, we know who in the playoffs, we know who not in the playoffs. But when it comes to the Word of God, a lot of us men, we don't want to touch it, we don't want to pick it up, we don't want to even speak on that on that topic, because we are a little nervous. And to be honest with you, a man doesn't like to talk about what he don't know. So if he doesn't know the Word of God, of course he ain't gonna want to talk about it. In Proverbs 3, verse 7, it says, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. What he's saying is, don't be wisdom, or don't think you know what I'm saying, smile like, or you got it, you know what I'm saying, in your eyes, or you know everything. But fear the Lord, respect the Lord, and depart from the evil. We were talking a couple of words ago, me and Brother Anthony, we were talking about the respect. We break down the word fear, and we break down the word fear, and, you know, when we're talking about fear of God and the fear of the Lord, it's the respect, because certain things that you just won't do to certain people because you respect them, not because you're scared of them, not because I don't know what he might do or whatever the case may be, but what it is the respect, because I have respect for them. So I won't do things. And if I know, you know, if you are a smoker, and your best friend who you care about is not a smoker, and, you know, it bothers them, when you say, you might say, well, man, if I'm gonna meet up with my friend today, I'm gonna go ahead and smoke before I get there. That's not saying you're scared of them, but what they're saying is you respect that person. You respect their stance on a certain topic. So the Bible telling us, don't be wise in our own eyes, you know, but fear the Lord and depart from evil, because God doesn't like evil. So right here, you know, that verse is explaining, you know, to me that because there's a lot of people, you know, pastor said this a little while ago on First Word, but it's so true. You know, the people that, you know, I know everything in university and, you know, graduated, they, you can't tell them nothing. That's being wise in their eyes. So we have to get to this place, especially as men, we have to get to this place where we, you know, denounce ourselves and let God take over, you know, where we let him do all the work. These are very important, because we have to put it out into the world and for the generations to come. And this is something that's worth talking about. I don't care about the Redskins being in the playoffs. All I care, we need to really care about this word of God being gone forth. sometimes we like to worry about, you know, things that don't even matter, some things that don't even hold weight, and then the things that's supposed to hold weight, we don't even give a chance or don't even talk about it. One more verse, and I'm just coming in, so I don't know if y'all had already said this, but trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll make your path straight. This verse speaks up to me because, especially in my life, the things that I've tried to do with my own power, under my own power, didn't seem to work. But when I start trusting in the Lord, and then it goes to say, with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. That's what He's telling you. Don't lean to what you know. I understood what your parents taught you. I understood what you growing up knowing. But trust me, you ain't got to worry about the rest. See, it's a difference, man. You know, I remember, you know, when, you know, I'm just moving in our new house. And, you know, certain ways that I, you know, was sitting things in the home, and I was taking things on the truck, putting it on the truck, you know. And my father tried to tell me something, and when it didn't work, he was like, all right, man, go ahead, do it your way. But see, God says, trust in me. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. He said, lean not to your own understanding. No matter what you was taught back then or what you was taught before you came to Christ, you understand, when we come to Christ, we are new creatures. Behold, all things are passed away and all things are made new. So saying that, when we give it to God, when we give it to Christ, we really got to do it. We really got to give it to Him. We really got to be 100% with it. We can't fake it. We can't fake it. We can't sugarcoat it. We can't do it our way. That's what we can't do. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. All of it. You didn't say a little bit of it. All of it. Somebody once told me that you give 100% to something that you love. All your ways acknowledge Him and He'll direct your paths. So this is telling me that in any way, it doesn't matter what I go through, it doesn't matter what it looks like on the other side, that if I just trust in Him, and I know that when things usually look rough, this is what I do, I run, but I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I know that if it looks like danger coming, that I don't approach that, but I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. But in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge Christ, that He'll make my path straight. I think that's a verse that you can't just really read and understand it. I think that's a verse that you really have to go through, Brother Anthony.
I feel like you definitely hit that on the head, talking about, you know, how you can't trust our own understanding on, like, you know, certain things that we have gone through. Some older people might have gone through in that, and they might have a little bit more insight than we have, or, you know, maybe somebody's done this before, you know. Sometimes He does have to let you fall so you can know, and, you know, that it's not you, but you have to trust in Him. And after, like it says, lean not to your own understanding. So He'll let you fall, but at the end of the day, He'll come back and let you know that, you know, that you should trust Him, follow Him, and after, you know, He'll make it right. And some things, like our parents tell us, like you were saying, you know, they'll be like, do it your way, and they'll let you do what you want to do. But then when you're not doing it right or it doesn't work out, they're going to let you know that, you know, you should have listened to them. Or sometimes you don't even have to say that. Sometimes it might be bad, and you already know. And then you be like, oh, man, I already know. You ain't got to say nothing. I already know that you ain't got to say nothing.
Right.
And you'll realize that they were right all along, but, you know, you let us being men, we let pride get in our way, you know. We be like, you know, we got this. It is what it is, you know, we can do what we want. And like you said, sometimes, man, you be talking like a man's going to do what a man's going to do. You can't change
regardless,
a man's mind.
Regardless.
Exactly. He does what
regardless.
He wants to do.
Right, and he's not going to do what he doesn't want to do.
Exactly.
You know, so it's very important for us to make up our minds before we deal with Christ. It's important for us to go. It's important for us to understand what we're getting into. It's important for us to understand that this is the way. Christ says that he is the way, the truth, and the light. Nobody should get to the Father except through him. He is the way. This is the only way here. And a lot of us, because we don't want to give our ways to the Lord, we suffer. Proverbs 3:24 says, when you lie down, you need not be afraid, and you shall lie down and sleep, and your sleep shall be sweet. I know people that just wake up from sleeping 8 hours and say, I'm tired. That's because they're not giving their ways to the Lord, and they still want to handle the things the way that they want to handle them. And Christ is telling us, in all your ways, just acknowledge me, and I'll make it pass straight. Sometimes we make it harder for ourselves. Some people read the Bible, and they're like, well, what does this mean? Well, what does this mean? I ain't trying to be funny or nothing, but God tells us, Christ tells us, trust in me with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't do that. But in all your way, acknowledge me, and I make it pass straight. Some of us make it harder than what it is. Some of us make, you know, it more difficult than what it has to be. Proverbs tells us that when we lie down, we need not to be afraid. And when we lie down, our sleep shall be sweet. But we're not giving it to God. And that's why some of us are getting spiritually beat up. The sleep that you're not getting is nothing to do with your physical body, because your physical body is tired. But you haven't gave it all to God, so the demons are still whooping up on you at night because that you wouldn't give straight to the Lord, because you won't trust in him. The songwriter says that I called on the Lord all night long. He said I wouldn't let go until he blessed my soul. See, some of us are willing to let go just when things get tough, forgetting that God is who he is. So when things get rough, we just want to take a hand up off of it. But if we're trusting the Lord and not lean to our own understanding, that when things get hot, we sometimes run, but when we trust in the Lord and not lean into our own understanding, and knowing that Christ is on our side, we're going into the battle with smiles on our face. And so when he says that, he says, trust in me. He says, trust me with everything. You know, we want to trust God for what we want to trust God for. And then when things not happen the way that we feel that it should be happening, we get upset. A lot of us want to play God. A lot of us want to be God. We want to get it right there and right now. We want to say, Lord, I need this. And a lot of people say this in their prayers. They say, Lord, I need it right now. And right now, in the name of Jesus, right now. No, we got trust in the Lord. And we can't lean to our own understanding. Some of us are not sleeping because we're getting spiritually beat up. Some of us are not sleeping because we're some of us wake up spiritually tired. And when it's spiritually tired, and it's in your atmosphere, and it's everywhere you go, and there's no life around it, because we just want to hold on to some things that are just going to keep bounding us. So sometimes, it's ourselves who continue to keep ourselves in bondage. It's ourselves that don't let these things go. It's the things that we enjoy the hurt. We enjoy the punishment. We enjoy the depression. We enjoy the sickness. We enjoy the heartbreak so much that we won't even do anything about it. So this proverb is letting us know that if you trust in the Lord, and then he goes down and tells us in about the 24th verse that when you lie down, see, because when you give it all to God, you can lay down and sleep like a baby. I don't care what's going on around you. When you give it to the person who can fix it, that's when we're gonna get that perfect sleep. But they say you shouldn't be afraid when you go to sleep. When you lie down, your sleep should be sweet. So we have to let go of all of the things that are binding us or holding us back or holding us down. And we have to move forward. We have to trust the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, men. We have to give up that pride. We have to give up all of that dealing with Christ. We dealing with Christ can't be with pride. It's none of that. So when we get into that place where we most definitely give everything to God the way that we're supposed to, we will definitely begin to see the changes and give our lives to Christ for the fullness thereof.
Mm-hmm.
But like we ran out of a little time here. Anybody else have last things to say?
Good morning, General. I woke up this morning with a good head on my shoulders, telling myself it's only God that woke me up this morning.
Amen.
With everything that y'all been saying, it's a lot of things that I've been selfish about. Just like you all were saying, we have to let go. And it's our selfish ways that cause us to get in a lot of trouble, because at times when we want to be selfish, we really shouldn't be selfish. But because our pride, like you said, Jamal, because of our pride gets in the way, we're going to do what we want to do. Like you said, men do what they want. Because at the same time, just like how a man could choose to get up and go to a club at night, we can choose to get up on Sundays and go to church.
Say that, sir.
So this morning, I woke up feeling like a brand new me, because it's New Year's, it's 2016, and the same person that woke up in 2015 shouldn't be the same person that you get in 2016. It's time to forgive and forget and let go and let God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother Anthony, you got anything last to say?
The last thing I want to say is piggybacking off of you, what you were saying about being stuck. I feel like, you know, when you let that pride in your way, you get stuck in your ways. And when you're stuck, God leave you alone until you realize, you know, he'll let you do what you want to do, like you said. Like we're saying right now, you know, men want to do what they want to do. So God giving us that free will, you can sin or you can do good, one or the other, but basically, if you decide to be stuck in your ways, he'll let you do what you want to do and leave you in your place. And until you realize that it's him, you'll just be stuck. And after, when you do realize and come to your understanding, he'll direct your path straight and after he'll bring you back.
Yes, sir. Look like that's all the time we're gonna have this Sunday, gentlemen. If all hearts and minds are clear, let's look to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just wanna say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all Father God that we have heard, Father God, all Father God who has on the line, Father God, like to say, Father God, that you keep Pastor Case on, Father God, lift it up, Father God. We pray, Father God, that where he is weak, Father God, that you build him up, Father God. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you just do a mighty work, Father God, and in our lives today, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Father God, for this first word, Father God, to get it here, to get it fresh and get it first, Father God, that we might spread this and tell somebody else, Father God, about the goodness of Jesus. Father God, we want to thank you for everybody on the line, Father God. We just want to say bless everybody on the line, Father God. Please be in our services today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let it be
all
this week.
All right.
All right. See y'all. Thank you.
All right.